3. Promise of change, approximately 6 minutes, 45 seconds. You're standing in front of a 10 feet tall by 2 feet wide blue panel at the head of a 15 feet wide by 25 feet long rectangular gallery. Red, white, and blue bunting hangs from the ceiling, along with a banner reading, "Welcome, Roosevelt. Our hearts and votes are yours." A glass display case about 2 feet wide occupies the center of the room behind the blue panel. Text on the panel introduces this section of our tour with the words, "The Promise of Change." The country needs, and unless I mistake its temper, the country demands bold, persistent experimentation. It is common sense to take a method and try it. If it fails, admit it frankly and try another. But above all, try something. Franklin Roosevelt, speech at Oglethorpe University, May 22, 1932. With Republican President Herbert Hoover presiding over a nation in economic collapse, it was clear a Democrat would win the presidency in 1932. But which Democrat? By the spring of 1932, New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt emerged as the frontrunner. A popular leader of the country's most populous state, he attracted attention by aggressively using governmental power to help alleviate the suffering of the Depression. Yet, FDR was not universally admired. Some felt he was an opportunist. Others labeled him a lightweight. But Roosevelt's emphasis on action, embodied in his dynamic personality, appealed to a Depression-weary nation. Please turn around 180 degrees and walk about 4 feet to the right to an exhibit on an angled stand that protrudes about 12 inches from the wall. The right half of the panel is an interactive video touchscreen showing a photograph of two small boys, barefoot and muddy, dressed in tattered coveralls and sitting on a bare wooden porch with the title, "Confront the Issue: What Caused the Great Depression?" Text on the left side of the panel reads, "Historians and economists have debated this question since the 1930s. In the popular imagination, Wall Street speculation and the 1929 stock market crash were to blame. The reality is more complicated. Most scholars believe a combination of long and short-term factors led to the crisis." Text at the bottom left invites you to touch the screen to explore the historical debate. This interactive display contains numerous photographs illustrative of the many and varied causes of the Great Depression, along with text exploring those causes in greater detail. To listen to the additional information contained in this interactive display, please press 311 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. From a position facing this interactive display, turn left and walk about 5 feet, passing the blue panel on your left, and turn left. On your right, stretching down the entire length of the right-hand wall of this gallery, is a series of exhibits about the 1932 election campaign, with several text panels mounted over life-size photographs of FDR on the campaign trail, FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt on a balcony, and FDR clutching his grown son's arm while standing and waving his hat to a crowd of people. The sounds of speechmaking are being played from speakers throughout the exhibits. To listen to information about the 1932 election campaign, please press 312 on your audio player. If you choose not to listen to this information, turn left and walk about 8 feet across to the other side of the room and turn right. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. Stretching down the length of the left-hand wall of this gallery is a series of light gray, 4 feet high rectangular horizontal panels broken up by several blocks of text and photographs describing the worsening economic crisis of the early 30s, an assassination attempt on FDR's life, and the relationship between Roosevelt and Hoover. The upper portion of the wall is painted dark gray and covered with large, bold, overlapping words: evictions, political uncertainty, bank runs, foreclosures, economic crisis. To listen to the information presented in this portion of the gallery, please press 313 on your audio player. If you choose not to listen to this information, turn right and walk about 4 feet on a 30-degree angle to a glass display case running down the center of the gallery. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. You are standing about 3 feet past the tall blue Promise of Change panel. A 10 feet long by 2 feet wide glass display case runs down the center of the gallery about waist high. Walking along this display case, several artifacts of the 1932 political campaign and subsequent 1933 inauguration are displayed here, starting with a gray felt campaign hat with a black hat band, like the one that Roosevelt wore during his 4 presidential campaigns. Continuing along, there is the wooden gavel and gavel block used at the convention to announce FDR's nomination, made from a linden tree that shaded the stage at one of the 1858 Lincoln-Douglas debates. A rabbit's foot charm FDR carried. A 1933 inaugural commemorative button with the words, "Okay, America, you bet I'm with you." And the Roosevelt family Dutch Bible on which FDR took the oath of office at all 4 of his inaugurations. You are now at the far end of this gallery. With your back to the short end of the glass case, walk 6 feet forward to a 4 feet tall wooden podium facing the room. Walking around to the back of the podium, visitors may stand behind it to deliver their own speeches. A copy of FDR's inaugural address is attached to the podium desk. 6 feet behind the podium, on the back wall, is a life-size photograph of FDR being sworn in at his 1933 inauguration. To listen to this information about the 1933 inauguration, please press 314 on your audio player. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. This concludes the third section of our tour. From a position behind the podium, please turn to your right and walk 6 feet forward to a green wallpapered wall where hangs a 3 feet tall portrait of Franklin Roosevelt at age 21 in a gold frame. You can begin the audio description for the next section of our tour, Foundations of a Public Life, by pressing the rightmost button in the top row of your player's keypad, or press 4 on your audio tour player.